Radio presents Lion's Line with Jack Eichagder, the voice of the Milwaukee Lions. To call Jack, we'll give you the number later on. We don't trust you with the number now. Not that we don't trust you individually and personally, but some of your kids, perhaps your husbands, perhaps friends of yours, will crank call our show and say filthy things to Earl Cooch, who is our on-site producer. And now, Jack Eichagder, voice of the Milwaukee Lions, as I have previously said.
All right, thanks a lot, Robbie. Boy, that's, did they got you reading that, or it's,
That's ad-libbing.
Oh, you ad-labbed that?
Robbie just said he ad-labbed that, which I don't know if he wants to repeat that or not. Hi, everybody, it's Jack Eichagder, and welcome to Lion's Line. This is week two of Lion's Line. I got to tell you something. We've got ourselves a football season here. I got Brett Morrison's joining me, and Brett is going to be off to... Your daughter's having another dance recital?
Yeah, my daughter's going to be doing a Dance of the Nutcracker.
Dance of the Nutcracker. This is your little 12-year-old. Is that Cindy?
That's Carrie.
Carrie, all right, it's great. And can you hang around for the show?
I can.
Because you weren't here last week, and,
you know, we gave... I don't
want to hear from you, Earl. Thank you. Earl Cooch, ladies and gentlemen. You know...
Well, Jack, I'm just trying to clue you in. Just trying to clue you in.
Is it trying to clue you in on some things?
No, I don't need to be clued in. I mean, you know, you're either my co-host or you're not, but that's okay.
No, I can be here, but I got a dance recital. My wife has made chicken.
Oh, your wife made chicken? Well, what has that got to do? Anyway.
Jack, just like, you know, Brett's, he's got a child.
Does he have a child? I had four kids. I raised them all, and they're out of the house. That's what you do. Raise them up and kick them out. You see, so that Patsy and I now have the lake house to ourselves, and we also have the home in North Milwaukee, and I don't have to have them. Never mind. You know, I don't even know why I'm letting you guys in on this.
Well, I'm here for the show.
Well, that's great to know. All right, the only reason why I bring it up is Brett signed a contract.
Jack, it's a little bit personal.
You know, would you do me a favor, Earl, and shut the hole that just appeared under your nose one day?
Jack,
no. Shut the hole that appeared under your nose one day.
Jack, listen. I understand. But Edgar Gerber and Wang Radio has entrusted me to be the on-site producer, both for the game and Lion's Line.
That's great. And do you suppose, in your contract and the salary, do they let you blow your nose?
Now, Jack...
No. Do they allow you, is it legal for you to blow whatever that is in your nose out of it before I go ape?
Well,
That's very unfair.
Oh, it's not unfair. Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. And my name is Jack Eichagder, alongside the Brett Morrison. Now, my understanding is, and we're very, very proud of the fact that today's Lion's Line is not only being heard live on Wang Radio, but on Monday, it can be downloaded for free, on the Phil Henry Show website.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I think it's great. Not only the Phil Henry Show website, but all over the place, iTunes. What do you call it?
SoundCloud.
What's it called?
SoundCloud, you can do that.
And SoundCloud, and a lot of these other podcasts, whatever they call them, because I don't know what the hell it is. You know, I'm still an old radio guy, but...
Wow, Jack, a lot of the podcasting.
Yeah, I know, podcasting, but is that what that is?
Yeah, you download and upload or whatever.
Yeah, you try the upload.
All right, well, whatever kind of load you're doing... Make sure you load it up or load it in or something. But we are going to be available on the Phil Henry Show website and all these other things for free as part of Mr. Henry's Premium Friday. Did I say on Monday? What did I say?
Well, I talk about Money the Game.
I'm awfully sorry. I don't mean the game, but Lion's Line, the game. What you're hearing right now can be uploaded presently here on this Friday or downloaded or however you load it for free. All right, so here's what we got going on in the... Lion's Line show today. I know, Brett, we're going to be doing the week two highlights.
We're going to be doing week two highlight, and I'll tell you something else that we should do is give you some of the reviews of the games that were happening around the league, because there have been some very interesting football games around the Hillbilly Football Conference.
All right, so we're going to take a look at the results from the league. We have our highlights from the Milwaukee Lion-Utah Flaming Cavalry game there at Duckworth. We are leaving these studios that we're in right now. We will leave, and we will be boarding a plane following the broadcast to go to San Antonio as the Milwaukee Lions on Sunday is going to take on the Flaming, whatever the hell, is it Flaming? Or it?
No, it's not. It's a San Antonio Range Rider.
Yes, the Range Riders.
I apologize. The San Antonio Range Riders will be the team that we take on Sunday. And so we'll be getting on a plane for that. We also have coming up, I believe, an interview with Edna Gerber. We're going to have Wayne Lightouch, the running back of the Milwaukee Lions, who's done just a fantastic job. I'm sorry, but kind of nervous, you know, doing this kind of a show. We'll be right back here. This is Lions Lion. I'm Jack Agagder.
Lions Lion will continue here on Wang Radio in just a moment.
Jack Agagder here, Lions Lion, from Milwaukee and all over the world, wherever people are listening to us. We got Lions fans everywhere, don't we, Brett?
We got a lot of Lions fans, and we got a lot of people who have been asking us about, well, are you guys going to be giving us the Lions highlights of the game? Because a lot of people miss the game.
Well, I don't know why you're missing the game. You can always you can go into the Wang Radio Archive, because Wang, you know, I shouldn't make the...
Jack, they told you about making the jokes.
Hey, Earl, let me ask you a question.
But, Jack...
No, wait, let me ask you a question. If they told me about making crude jokes about Wang, then why are you jumping in? Because all people are going to think now is dirty...
Yeah, it's true, Earl, you know.
I thought you'd back me up, Brad. I thought you, of all people, would back me up.
I'm not a butt licker, I'll tell you.
A butt licker? Goddamn.
Hey, sunshine, let me tell you something, okay?
Call me Sunshine.
I'm calling you Sunshine. I'm calling you. What I'm saying to you is, I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, let's just
let's move on.
I'm gonna move on. I don't have time to deal with you right now, Earl. I'm just telling you, if you don't want me to, I didn't say anything dirty about Wang, and then you bring up, like, hey, you know, Wang, what's the first thing people are gonna think of?
Well, you're trying to tell me that because I bring up something, try to tell you be clean, they're gonna start penis. They're thinking penis.
Oh man, Jesus Christ.
What?
Nothing. All right. So here we go, folks. Let's Brett, go ahead.
Well, folks, it was an overtime loss for the Milwaukee Lions on Sunday at Duckworth Memorial Stadium. But I'll tell you something. Things could have been a lot worse. It was very exciting to watch the Milwaukee Lions at least try to get into a position to win their second game in a row. As you know, the Milwaukee Lions are battling for first place with the Utah Flaming Cavalry. And that's exactly what was happening there at Duckworth Memorial Stadium.
All right, so in the very first score of the afternoon, it was a Utah score as the Lions got back on their heels. Let's listen here as I call the action here on Wang Radio.
Goal line formation, running wide to the near side, all kinds of blocking, touchdown, shine box for the Utah Flaming Cavalry.
Yeah, Barry Scheinbach took that ball to shine.
Yeah, he shined all right. You know, this may be one of those games, Brent, where not understanding what you're saying may be a blessing.
And you can see here on the replay, Scheinbach just took the pitch from quarterback Lorenzo Zepp, blocked off the ball there. It was Laszlo Ripa, who was at the corner position, never even got close to it, and that's touchdown Utah.
So right there, the Utah Flaming Cavalry right out of the gate, and that was as the result of a very handsome drive there in the first quarter of the game.
Well, I tell you, the Utah Flaming Cavalry, Jack, love Lorenzo Zepp, and certainly that running back, they have Percy Scheinbach, but they've got some wide receivers on that team. That really bring it in. Ham Hock was one of them. And you're going to hear about that guy, Flowerpot.
Well, that guy, Johnny Flowerpot, was just ripping us a new one. I mean, a whole brand spanking new hole. Excuse my language.
That won't stand.
Earl, you know what's not going to stand? You won't stand.
Hey, I'm telling you, Earl, right now.
I'm just trying to tell you.
You won't stand. You won't stand. You will never stand again. You'll lose all feeling in your legs. I say again, you'll lose all feeling in your legs. I'm Jack Agagder, and let's get back to our highlights now. God damn. Our highlights here on the Lions Line. I got to just calm down. Play some Bossa Nova for me, will you?
How's this?
Yeah, baby.
God damn. Sounds like you two guys are waving a palm frond over each other.
You know something, Earl? You're such a vulgar, rotten human being. I love you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much, Brett.
I have that ready on my iPod in case you need it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
God, Jesus. Why don't you guys just put on some terry cloth robes and try...
I'm going to come in there.
I'm doing what Edna Gerber wants.
You do what Edna Gerber... You do what I want, not what Edna Gerber wants. All right, folks. So next up comes the next score in the football game to make it 7-3. The Lions, believe it or not, kept it close here. before things got out of hand.
Well, the Lions were able to drive on the following drive, but you know what? Things just did not take a Lion turn as they were forced to kick the field goal.
Now the 17-yard line, third down and seven. Two wide receivers split wide to the far side. One of the near side is to give it a delay. There goes Wayne, light touch, but nothing doing. 17-yard line, no first down. 35 rushing yards for light touch, 30 rushing yards for Percy Scheinbach. And the Milwaukee Lions have to bring in the kicking unit here with Itchy Winston. 35-yard field goal try. 4:20 remaining in the first half, 7-0 Utah. Winston and the field goal unit on the field. The field is wet. Here's the kick. It's up, and it's fading, and it's good. He just got it in that near side upright.
Well, I tell you, I forgot all about that, Brett, but it was raining.
Well, the rain certainly makes the field difficult to play on. It makes it difficult to run on. It makes it difficult to kick on. It makes playing football difficult.
And yet, you know, we should be expected to be able to play on that field because we're the Milwaukee Lions, and that's our field. By the way, the field at Duckworth Memorial, way better now than it was in years past.
No question about it, Jack. The incident in 2012 that forced a forfeit of the final game of the season against the Tampa Gator Bait was as the result of alcoholics pouring down from the pig pen and ripping it apart.
Yeah, you fans don't know this, a lot of you who are new to Milwaukee Lion football. In 2012, we had, as you know, the league was suspended for 2 years. We came back here. So we've only had one other year in the history of the Hillbilly Football Conference Dickman America, and that was 2012. And in that year, we had terrible rains and a lot of snow toward the end of the year. Well, the Lions ran out of money to take care of the field, and as a result, it was a real garbage pit. I think it was the home game preceding that. It might have been the Miami game.
I think it was Miami at home.
And we'd won that game. And I think a lot of drunks, a lot of alcoholics and drug addicts, a lot of lowlifes and scumbags that are up in a pig pen, which I see this with all due respect, because, you know, we do our broadcast in the press box, but above us, a deck above us, is what's called the pig pen. They're very cheap seats. They've got a bar up there. The drinks they pour for next to nothing. I think you can get you can get pretty drunk on a $5 bill, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the pig pen has been notorious for many, many years up there, going all the way back to when this stadium, or at least these grounds, were occupied by the old Milwaukee Badgers. And
the Milwaukee Badgers is that's a story in and of itself.
Well, I got a couple of people who know the Badger.
What do you mean they know the Badger?
They know the Badger as in the Milwaukee Badger, the totality of the team. And I've got some people who know them.
I'd love to talk to anybody that was hooked up with the old Milwaukee Badgers. They remembers the old National Football League as well as the old American Football League. All right, we're going to be right back with more highlights from the ball game. It was a 20-17 overtime loss to the Utah Flaming Cavalry. We also want to talk a little bit about the game coming up against the San Antonio Range Riders, which you're going to be leaving to go to. We're heading on down to San Antonio here on this Friday as soon as we're done with a broadcast.
This is Lion's Lion on Wang Radio.
Wang!
WANG, Milwaukee, La Crosse.
Back here on Lion's Line, here from Milwaukee on this Friday. I hope you're having a very good one. This is Jack I. Gagner. Brett Morrison's with us. We are up to a point in the highlights right now. Brett, I think we're just scored the field goal there in the second quarter. And we thought, well, heck, you know, maybe, just maybe, we could make our make a move and get close to the Utah Flaming Cavalry.
Yeah, but that was not to be, not for a while anyway, as Utah came back behind the passing of their very, very good quarterback, Lorenzo Zapp, I should say. And not only Lorenzo Zapp, but also the running there of Percy Scheinbach.
Second down and goal, two wide receivers, I formation, Lions shown blitz on the line. Back to pass is Lorenzo Zapp. Zapp looking, rolling to his right, looking again, throwing back the other way. Caught, touchdown Utah. That I just knew that was going to happen. He went completely the other way and turned Terry Schwab around. The ball looked like it went in and out of his hands and into the hands of Kablooey, the big tight end. I'll say they went Kablooey.
That was Andy Kablooey, the tight end. They were down around the 5-yard line on that drive, which was in the second quarter. And beautifully, beautifully executed, which also had a lot to do with the running Scheinbach.
Well, Percy Scheinbach, can't say enough about this kid, Percy Scheinbach. Ran for 120 yards in the ballgame. And, of course, our own running back, Wayne Lightouch, has been very competitive. But then Lorenzo Zapp did something that a good quarterback can do. He can look the defense off.
Yeah, Lorenzo Zapp looked off the defense, rolled to his right, then looked back the other way. The ball was on a 5-yard line, and he hit Andy Kablooey. And the thing that really hacked me off, which, I shouldn't say, but it did, the thing that hacked me off no end was the fact that there were three or four Lions around the ball.
Well, Kablooey was back there with There was Labone and Kablooey. Kablooey.
Wait. It was Kablooey and Balboni. That's right. It was Balboni and Kablooey. And then there was also, what are you talking about, Earl?
I swear to Almighty God. It was Kablooey, who's the tight end, being covered by Balboni and Bob Booty.
I'm going to kick your ass, I swear to God.
Oh, he's right about that, Jack.
Well, in any event, it was Andy Kablooey of the Utah Flaming Cavalry caught the touchdown pass. And I'll tell you something. By the way, we've got scores from around the league that we're going to give you. And we had a 6-touchdown ball game, 3 touchdowns apiece by the 2 participating quarterbacks in a very exciting football game today, or I should say this past weekend in the Hillbilly Football Conference. All right, so it's 14-3 Utah, and they tack on another 3 just for good measure.
In comes Gahugan, their field goal kicker, to try this 44-yard field goal. Poochie will be holding the ball. 44-yard try. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is good. And it is now a 17-3 lead for the Utah Flaming Cavalry on another very handsome drive. And like I said, all they got to do really is keep moving the ball that we've been moving it and keep the ball out of the hands of the Milwaukee Lions for any length of time.
So that was a third quarter play, right?
That was in the third quarter as the Lions had been... Well, actually, no, that was just ahead of the... I believe that was the third quarter just ahead of the halftime, you know.
Wait a second.
You're talking about halftime being the third quarter?
Oh, no, that was just a bit... That was just ahead of halftime in the third quarter.
No, Brett, no, you can't do that.
Okay.
No, you can't. The halftime is the second quarter. In any event, ladies and gentlemen, that was 3 points they tacked on. I believe it was in the third quarter as Utah looked like they'd be running away with the ball game. And by God Almighty, I was afraid of it. But the Lions did come back. Third quarter, actually starting in the fourth quarter, if I've got my memory on straight, if I got my head screwed on straight.
Well, let me take a look. Yeah, your head's on.
Thank you. The Lions started their comeback in the tail end of the third of the fourth quarter here as our quarterback Aaron Floynian, as well as our running back Light Touch, and of course we had this young man, Lewicious.
Well, John Lewicious hadn't caught a pass in a long, long time, not maybe since training camp. I think it was the first time he caught a pass during the regular season.
I think this is the pass to Lewicious. I could be wrong, but let's listen.
Lions at the 46-yard line, again in the pistol, the throw, and it's complete at the 30, 25, 20, 15 to 10 to 5, touchdown Milwaukee Lions.
Sideline there to Lewicious, Johnny Lewicious, his first catch of the ball game.
46-yard return by Lewicious. 46-yard touchdown pass is Kabibi, Bun Hug, everybody leading the parade there, but it's John Lewicious' first catch of the ball game on the near sideline. Pointing and throwing the ball from his own 45-yard line, hit Lewicious at the 30, and down the near sideline he went, and the Lions back in the ball game with 4:12 to go.
Boy, I tell you, that was very exciting, Brett, for a couple of reasons. First of all, Johnny Lewicious, we'd seen in training camp. We knew the kid, he had it. He's a number 3 receiver. And, Floynian and head coach Marty Lefthans decided to go to him.
Well, it's always a great, great bet if you can really take the defense's mind off of a third or fourth receiver when you've got all those speed merchants on the other side, like we have Jamie Weinberger and people like that, and as well as Hophead. But I'll tell you, nothing surprised me more than seeing Johnny Lewicious run that ball in for the touchdown. That was very, very exciting.
All right, now, I don't know where we are here, Earl, in this might be the pass interference call.
Yeah, this is the pass interference call that set up the tying touchdown in the fourth quarter.
So the Lions are down 17-10. And, I'm thinking, and Brett's thinking...
Well, please don't say that, because the...
No, Brett. No. I'm not going to mess around with you, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like so that Edna Gerber can think you're a good little boy. You were sitting there in the booth with me thinking the team was a turd, and it was going to float on down the punch bowl to the bottom of the punch bowl, and hopefully no one would see it as they dipped in for their final drink of the party. So,
God.
Well.
Jesus, Jack, that's so visual.
I'm sorry. But that's exactly what Brent was thinking.
Well, I can tell you this much. I can tell you, I was holding out hope.
Oh, bullsh! Watch it, Jack.
Anyway, here it is, folks. Let's listen as this pass interference call sets up the touchdown that ties it to the Lions.
Playing a 4-3 now on the Utah Flaming Cavalry. Back to pass. It's Floydian. Floydian standing at his own 15. Throwing the ball deep down the far sideline. It is incomplete and a penalty. We got a penalty on Cahoots.
Cahoots, the free safety, interfering on the wide receiver down there, Weinberger.
And the Lions have got life. There's life in them there hills.
Yeah, Cahoots turned right around and Cahoots bumped right into Weinberger as he went up for the pass.
All right, so that was the pass interference call, but where is our tying touchdown? I don't know whether we have it or not. I can certainly look and I can hope and I can pray, but maybe we bumped it off.
I'd take a look for it, Jack.
But we do have the tying touchdown. I know we have the tying touchdown, which eventually sent this thing into overtime, making it 17-17. Here it is.
Single back formation now. They got three wide receivers. Back to pass. Fitzfornian and throwing over the middle at the 5-yard line. Caught at the one. A timeout. A timeout is called now by the Lions. That was the timeout.
That was the timeout that Marty Lufthansa was hanging that timeout on for.
11 of 22, 132. Here it is. First and goal. 3 seconds left. Back to pass. Fitzfornian and looking at each other. Scramble. Touchdown, Lions, with no time remaining on the 1-yard run.
And on the sideline there, you see Vic Garbarini shaking his head like he can't believe it.
Well, I tell you that Vic Garbarini had every reason to, and by the way, folks, Vic Garbarini is the head coach of the Utah Flaming Cavalry, right?
Yeah, well, Vic Garbarini had, you just said, Jack, had every reason to believe his team had that game won. And the fact that Floydian scrambled it in, that's a little bit of a kind of a twist, twisted, it's kind of a curly Q.
Yeah, it's kind of a curly Q.
What does that mean, a curly Q? You mean it's a twist of the...
A little twist of fate.
Well, in other words, they didn't figure on it. They didn't plan on it. By the way, Aaron Floydian, for those of you not familiar, was signed by the ball club between week one and week two, and Eric Waddle was sat down. Eric Waddle was the quarterback in a big 55-13 win for the Lions over the Houston Sweat. But for this game against Utah, Marty Lufthansa decided, hey, you know what? I got to have something else. I need something. I need anything. I don't know what it is, but I got to have it. I need it. I won't live without it. And they went for the quarterback, and excuse me, I'll be a son of a bitch if it wasn't the right move. All right.
Jack, you just belched, and the gas is fetid.
Uh-huh. Well, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
God damn. I mean, Earl, you know,
he belched, and he belched up something like, it was almost like onion and pepper. Is that what you had for dinner?
Yeah, that's what I had for, here, come here.
What are you doing? Come here.
Shit. That's right. That's right. You comment on my breath, you're going to get a face full of it.
My eyes. My eyes.
You know what, Earl? I can't help you there.
Is he blind?
No, he's not blind. Here, come here.
What are you doing?
Put some water in his face.
Ah, shit.
Get over there.
Yeah, that's right. Get over there is right. All right, so the ball game's tied up at 17-17, and finally, this thing is this fake punt by the Flaming Cavalry. No, excuse me, a fake punt by the Lions. And I want to tell you something. This was balls out. The Lions on a fourth down. We're going to punt the ball away in overtime, but they took a shot.
Wildenberg in to punt for the Milwaukee Lions. He's got a 38-yard average on the day. It's a fake passing caught in play. Complete. Oh, my God, I don't believe it. I thought he caught it.
It was a fake by Wildenberg. Right side, and the ball was right there.
It was intended for Swanson, a reserve linebacker on the special teams vacancy. One of the reserve linebackers on defense knocked the ball away at the last second of the Lions with a golden opportunity, and they missed. busted on the fake. But
not about that. I mean, I can't believe it, but you know what? I got to hand it to Marty Lufthansa for giving it a shot.
Well, every time you see a fake and it works, you think the coach is a genius. And every time you see a fake, it doesn't work, you think the coach is a real turd. And that's what happened on Sunday.
No question about it. Well, here it is, as the Lions finally succumb to the dominant, I would say, offense. Lions made too many mistakes on defense and made a couple of mistakes on offense, including two interceptions thrown by Aaron Floynian. But here it is, the winning field goal.
With four down linemen on the Lions, coming up to the line with one wide receiver on the near side, one on the far side, back to pass, Lorenzo Zapp, standing at the 43-yard line, throwing, completes 20, 15, down to the 11-yard line, and a timeout as Zapp has been hit, and he's down.
It was the right end Boneby coming in by the Milwaukee Lions and hitting Zapp right after he released the football. The pass complete on a flower pot, but now they're sending in a kicking unit.
The kicking team is in on a first down, 32-yard field goal by Gahugan. It'll be a 32-yard field goal try by Gahugan here in OT. The ball is down, and the kick by Gahugan is up, and it is good. And that's it, baby. The Lions lose this one in overtime, 20-17.
I can't say the fans didn't get their money's worth out there at Duckworth Memorial on Sunday as the Lions lost in overtime to Utah Flaming Cavalry. But I'll tell you something. The Lions are going to play the Flaming Cavalry again, right, Brett?
The Lions will be in Utah at the Beaver Dome. And I can tell you, the Lions' very first game the Lions ever played back in 2012 was a preseason game of the Beaver Dome, and it did the Beaver real good. And I didn't want to say that, but...
Yeah, you see, folks, and I don't mean to laugh, but when Brett said they did the Beaver real good, he laughed.
Wow, because Brett saw you laughing.
No. It's because Brett has a filthy mind.
No, excuse me, but...
No, you have a filthy mind. I didn't do anything. I didn't laugh. I didn't look at you. Did I?
Well...
Did I?
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God, Brett. Oh, my God. So you're talking beef? And you're putting it in a sexual sense?
I think Brett needs a...
I'm sorry. I'm going to be sick.
All right, folks. We're going to be right back. Brett Morrison, my partner, is being sick in a toilet. You all right, Brett?
God.
All right, we'll be right back here, and this is Lions Lion, WANG Radio's Lions Lion. I'm Jack I. Gagder. Milwaukee Lion football. Don't forget Sunday, right here on WANG Radio. It's the Lions at the San Antonio Range Riders, and you can get it as a download on the Phil Henry website on Monday. This very special presentation of Lions Lion is free. This is premium content on the Phil Henry Show website, but you're getting it for free.
Lions Lion on WANG Radio in Milwaukee. We'll be right back. Bleederman's Crematorium. Bleederman's Crematorium is a place where you can go and get bagged, packaged, and wrapped up. Put a big pink bow around it and you're on your way. Bleederman's Crematorium. The place where you can go and go west. The place where you can go and go rest. The place where you can go and get incinerated. You can be put into a castle. You can be put into a castle. You can be put into a package. You can be put into an ashtray. You can do it.
Jack I. Gagder here for Bleederman's Auditorium. I mean, crematorium. You know, it's funny. I always get that wrong because I don't feel like it's a crematorium. I feel like it's a place where I go and I sit and I watch a basketball game or listen to a concert or something. That's where I want to go when I head west.
Bleederman's Crematorium. Since 1921 in Milwaukee.
Portion of Lions Lion brought to you by Bleederman's Crematorium. And, of course, we thank all the great sponsors along the line here on Lions Lion. We had, of course, a couple of discussions about that.
Well, a lot of people want to know, is it Lions Line or Lions Line?
What does that mean, Earl? I don't understand.
Well, that was the question.
I don't understand the question.
Well, the question was, I got this from, here's one here from Mary Grahudi. Mary Grahudi, she lives in New Berlin, and she asked, Dear Earl, I don't want to ask Jack, because I know he's going to get angry.
She didn't say that, really, did she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
How you doing, Brett?
Oh, man. I pooked.
You pooked?
Yeah.
Get a towel for him, will you? Brett Morrison, ladies and gentlemen, my broadcast partner, puked, and it was pretty bad. It was pretty disgusting. You okay?
Yeah.
What do you think it was, Brett? Was it the peppers?
No, it was Jack's breath.
Jack's breath.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But yes, I did stop off, and I had peppers and meatballs at Rose's Meatballs. Is there a problem with that?
Oh, la la.
Oh, grow the hell up. All right, folks, so anyway, as I was saying, one of the things that I think is very, very...
Oh, shit. Are you all right, Brett?
La.
What does la la mean?
Get him a towel here.
Sorry, man. Yeah.
Thank you. Get him out of here, will you? Brent, if you can't, you know, he's supposed to be... Shit! I apologize, folks. We'll be right back here. This is, God. This is Jack I Gagged there, and this is Lion's Lion on Wang Radio. What the hell are you doing, man?
I think it's your breath.
Oh, get out of here, my Brit. Is the mic open? You fuck.
Lion's Lion on WANG Radio, Wang in Milwaukee. With Jack I Gagged and Brett Morrison. Brought to you by Barney's Roses. You want a rose? You want to give her a rose? Are you man enough to just go into a flower shop, buy roses, not balloons? No, 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 no balloons. Just roses. Go to Barney's Roses.
Hi, Jack I Gagged. They're back here on Lion's Line. Thank you very much. Before we go any further, and Brett Morrison, I am told, is being ministered to, and I don't like that word, but...
Please, Jack. My daughter, Vestaline, is here.
Yeah, I know your daughter, Vestaline, is here. I don't like the word ministered to.
My daughter is 31 years old.
Exactly. That's exactly my point. Your daughter is 31 years old.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. She's in the toilet right now with the door closed and locked with Brett.
While he's puking?
I haven't heard any puke going on lately. Have you?
Oh.
What about that?
Okay, whatever you think, Earl, let's puke. Now, anyway...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Earl, sit down.
But, my God,
sit down. Folks, anyway, welcome back here to Lion's Line. This is Jack I Gagged. Let's get into the scores from week two in the Hillbilly Football Conference and take a look at just exactly what happened, why it happened, when it happened, who it happened to, and is there anything we can really do about any of it? Well, in week two in the Hillbilly Football Conference, Portland over Tucson 43-24. Portland 2-0 in the Western Division of the Hillbilly Football Conference. They have a 2-0 record in the division, 70 points for, 37 points against. I think it's very important to tell people how the defenses and offenses is going, you know?
Well, that's right, but it's only points for and against.
Yeah, only? Utah over Milwaukee in overtime, as we mentioned, 2017. It was the D.C. Federal Brigade defeating the New York Pets 24-7. Rumor has it that George Toobin is out in New York. Again, rumor has it. It's not yet been confirmed.
It's been confirmed.
Well, why didn't you tell me about that?
I don't know. It just seemed important.
Wait, kill the music. Kill the music. Kill the music. Now, I want to ask you a question. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but...
We're on the air, Jack.
No, I know we're on the air. I'm going to ask you a question. When information...
Oh.
Would you tell him to get out of there, will you?
Bah.
When information is attained by... Fuck me.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Brett, just go lay down, Brett.
I'm so sorry.
When information is obtained... Are you going to wipe this up, or...
What do you mean I'm going to wipe it up? I don't wipe it up. I look like the wipe-up man?
Yes. To be honest with you, yes, you do.
Oh, man.
Get somebody to wipe that up. When are you listening to me?
Yeah.
When information is obtained by you having to do with league business and the coach of the New York Pets is fired and you don't tell me?
I didn't think it was significant at the time. Wasn't sure.
You know what? You're a moron.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better now.
Oh, look at Brett is back with us. How are you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better because I did get a whiff of your breath, but I'm okay.
What do you mean you got a whiff of my breath? Wait, are you telling me that got you sick?
I'm afraid so.
I mean, Jack.
No one's asking you, Earl. All right, we're into the scores. You okay? Take a deep breath. Whoo! We're into the scores.
All right.
Right now, so we're looking at Utah over Milwaukee in overtime, 20-17. D.C. over New York, 24-7. I got into a thing here with Earl Gooch, who is our online producer, on-site producer. George Toobin's been fired. Did you know that?
Yeah, George Toobin was let go shortly after the end of the game.
Why doesn't anybody tell me this stuff?
We thought you knew.
Jack, we figured you're wired in, clued in. You're totally wired in.
Oh, horse shit. You guys didn't tell me because you were lazy and forgot. So George Toobin is out. Who'd they name?
They have not named anybody.
They will go to an interim coach. We don't know who it is yet.
All right, so bad things in New York there. George Toobin, very nice guy. I like George. Brett and I both know him. He is out as head coach of the New York Pets as they go to 0-2 in the Eastern Division, 0-2 in the division. The L.A. Tan just destroyed San Diego 41-3 to San Diego Zookeepers, the expansion team. Very, very interesting football team. We're going to be playing them eventually. I'm not exactly sure where their strengths are, although I did watch the game. Initially, it looked like they were moving the ball.
Well, watching that San Diego LA game, you got a little deceived because San Diego was, as you mentioned, Brett, moving the football very. As you mentioned, Jack.
You sure you're okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Why'd you lay down?
Okay.
Shit. All right. Tell you what, I'll just pick up where Brett left off.
God,
what is it with him, man? You swear to God, he's got leprosy.
Are you all right, Brett? He's speaking some sort of native tongue.
Hey, Brett, you all right? Folks, I think my partner Brett Morrison has taken a hallucinogenic. Again, I say to you, I think my partner Brett Morrison...
Oh, yeah.
All right, folks, let me just go and finish up with the scores here, and then we will move on to a commercial break. So it was D.C. 24, New York 7, L.A. 41, San Diego 3, San Antonio Range Riders over the Houston Sweat 31-10 to win the Battle of Texas. And in an upset, a lot of people didn't think this was happening, even though they were playing at home. Miami 38, Tampa 24. What do you think of that, Brett? You need to call an ambulance. You know that, don't you?
Why?
Because the guy one minute is feeling good, and the next minute he's puking and speaking as if he's a shaman. Look at this shit, man. Get this guy out of here, will you? Come on, get him out of here.
Brad, I need to call an ambulance for you.
No, I'm going to be fine.
You're all right?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Where were we?
Where were we? Where we were? See that puddle? You see that river of puke?
Yeah.
That's yours.
Wow.
What the hell is this?
That's football music.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like some kind of a Terrington commercial. This is Jack I. Gagner, and this is Lion's Lion on Wang Radio, and we're going to be right back right after this. Fuck.
Come to the wonderful island of Ganwe. Ganwe, in the middle of Lake Michigan. Very few people know it exists, but you can be there with me. My name is Isaac. I'll take you on my boat of love.
Ganui. It's an island in the middle of Lake Michigan, and they're taking timeshares now. Why don't you head on over with Isaac? I mean, you might want to go along with your wife. Don't send her there by herself, because Isaac, he's got the moves.
My name is Isaac. I take you to Ganui in the middle of Lake Michigan. Yes, it's tropical. Not really. Michigan's what, 30 below? No good, man. No good. I took the gig, you know, I took the money, I ran with it, sure. But it ain't no tropical haven. No way, no way, no way.
Wang Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Chet Miles, and I'm the morning guy on Wang Radio starting on Monday. I'll be playing your favorite country hits. I'll be cracking jokes. I'll be laughing. I'll be looking and smiling. You'll be looking at my teeth and wondering, how the hell this guy eat corn on the cob at arm's length? Excuse me. Chet Miles, mornings on Wang.
Corn on the cob at arm's length through a chain link fence.
All right, let's get back to where we were here. We have to get back to who we are and get back to what we're doing. My partner, Brett Morrison, you all right?
No, I feel good.
You do, because this has been almost like The Exorcist, watching you vomiting.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about, Jack?
I didn't ask you.
Sorry.
Brett, my partner, Brett Morrison, with us, you have been vomiting. You have been projectile vomiting. And I would have given another 5 minutes and I was going to call a priest.
Oh, call
a... No, Brett. I was going to call a priest.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. That's how freaky and weird you are and was.
And was? You mean were? Sorry.
All right, folks. Miami 38. So we gave you all the scores this week in the Hillbilly Football Conference. I'll tell you, it was a whack, zack, zippy. It was kooky and way, way out there. All right, Coach Marty Lufthans is on the line, but we're going to get the coach up here and talk about, you know, what was happening in the game, what was the philosophy, and how the coach might have, if at all, have done things differently. But we'll be talking with Coach Lufthans here on Lions Lion, and we want you to stick around for that one as it's time for Coach Marty Lufthans's thoughts on the game on Sunday.
Coach Marty Lufthans's Coach's Corner on Wang.
All right, Coach Lufthans, welcome to the program. This is Jack I. Gagner. And how you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing fine.
Coach, I know you and I have had our discussions. I don't want to get into that. I think you're doing as good a job as you possibly can. I want to ask you something about the sitting down of Eric Waddell and the signing and, the playing of Aaron Floinian.
Well, Jack, and I say this as a great admirer of yours, but I don't take into consideration the play-by-play man's opinion. I take only into consideration the owner, and that would be Edna Gerber.
All right. Do you take into consideration the fans?
No, I have to tell you honestly, no, I don't. I only go according to my own compass, and the compass of that of the owner. Now, you asked me about sitting down Eric Waddell. I sat Eric Waddell down and eventually waived him because he is a bad quarterback and was only going to get worse. I signed Aaron Floinian because he could scramble, he could move the football, he made things happen. And we need that on this football team. We need people that will make things happen.
All right.
No, I'm not done yet, okay?
All right.
We need people that will make things happen. Wayne Lightouch, case in point. Here's a young man who runs the football, I will use your language, like a motherfucker, okay? That's language that you would use, I wouldn't. Language you would use, I wouldn't.
I don't think that's fair, Coach.
Well, no, that is fair.
No, it's not fair because I haven't used that word at all today.
No, but you have on the air and in other places, so I don't think we need to quibble about that.
No, we can't quibble about it. You don't attribute to me things that I didn't say, okay? Now, Coach, you know, you did a good job with the ball club in the first game. You lost this game, so far, by my reckoning, you've won two games for this franchise, and you've lost something like five.
Bullshit. And,
I gotta cut the coach off.
No, you don't dare cut.
Okay, that's, you know.
Why you cut him off? You're always saying bullshit you.
Why do you cut him off? You're always saying bullshit you.
That's right. I'm sick, okay?
He's a sick man, Jack. He's a sick man. Don't I know that? I've known that for years. Years and years. I've seen this guy in action in some of the most far-flung bars of the world. Don't you tell me. I know how sick he is.
God damn it. That's no good. My wife and kid listen.
Your wife and kid or kids? I know you've got three kids.
Wife and kid.
Is that... All right, folks, we're going to be back. Marty Lufthans, thank you very, very much. That was a very revealing interview, Marty, even though we hung up on you, because you're a lion swine.
Jack, do you understand he's the coach of the team that...
I understand. We're going to be right back here on Lions Line with Jack I. Gagner. Me, Jack I. Gagner, Edna Gerber. This ought to be good. Edna Gerber next, the owner of the team, coming up next.
Pet pills is my presence of the mind, mock lining. Bozo Pet Pill, don't know Dobo Pet Pill. Bozo Pet Pill.
Hi, Eric Eager, and I'm the owner of Bozo's Pet Pills. I bought this company when it was a small, dirty, filthy little crack laboratory in Lancaster, California. And I decided, let's make a legal pet pill. Let's make legal speed. I made Bozo's Pet Pills. Did I make a mistake when I made Dobo's Pet Pills? Yes, I did. Did it cost lives? Of course it did. You might know some of the people who died. But Bozo's Pet Pills have been well worth it. You know it. I know it. We all know it. We all love Bozo's Pet Pill. Bozo's Pet Pill. Don't be bet pen. Bozo's Pet Pill. Bozo's Pet Pills. Please, please give it a shot. Thank you. Back here on Lions Lion with Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison. And coming up right now, Edna Gerber, who is the owner of the Milwaukee Lion football franchise. And always a pleasure to have you on, Edna. I know, again, you know, everybody that's come on the show tonight, I've said, I know we've had our run-ins.
Well, I know we've had our run-ins, Jack. But I don't think it's necessary for you to keep Touch out of the booth. I think Touch is a very, very good boy.
Touch Gerber is your son.
Well, of course. Oh, we're on the air?
Yes, we're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Touch Gerber is your son, and Touch Gerber does not take direction. I told him that he's got to be in the booth, he's got to be spotting and not running off to get a sucker or an ice cream cone.
Well, Touch is a young... He loves to have the ice cream cone, and he gets a little bit of the coffee ice cream.
No, he doesn't get a little bit of the coffee ice cream. Sometimes he leaves the booth, and I don't see him for literally 15 or 20 minutes. And I'm looking around, and I'm trying to figure out how to spot the game.
Well, I think what would help him, Jack, help him immensely, is if he did the commentary.
Hello.
What was that?
Nothing. I have a commentator. I have a color commentator in Brett Morrison.
I think Brett Morrison is wonderful. I think he was a wonderful quarterback for the team and a wonderful coach for the team. But as a play-by-play, as a color commentator, I think he's getting a little soused. I think he's drinking. To be honest with you, I think he's drinking. And I think he's back on the pills.
Hold on for a minute.
What was that?
Nothing. We got a door open. Get him out of here.
Oh, come on, Brett.
Get him out of here.
Brett, get him.
No.
Oh, my goodness. It sounds like some sort of a benefit for Wales, doesn't it?
For what do you mean? Wales, the country?
No. Wales, the country. W-H-A-L-E-S.
Oh. I can tell you, Edna, that Brett is all I need, all I'll ever want.
Well, I would like you to use Touch as a commentator on one of the games.
If you force your son into the booth next to me to be a color commentator, your son with no experience, I will walk out and I'll never return to the team.
Fine, next week, when they're back from the road trip.
What'd she say?
She said that this punk kid Touch... Here he is right now.
Well, I'm going to get myself a little bit of coffee ice cream, and I'll be back.
Now, come here. Get in here. Folks, Lion's Lion is on the air.
I mean, listen, when I drove in, you're really carving it up.
Hey, put the ice cream down.
What?
Put it down. Your mother thinks that you're going to do color commentary for me.
What?
Yeah, and you're going to go home and tell her you don't want to do it, okay?
But, Mr. I get...
You're going to go home and tell her that you don't want to do it. Otherwise... No one will ever see you again.
Jack, you understand people are listening.
I don't care. Back off.
Jack, back off.
Do you understand me, Touch?
Well, Mr. Eingang.
Do you understand me, Touch?
Yes, sir.
No one will ever see you again if you come in here and do color commentary on the game with me.
You mean I get to be Brett Morrison?
No, you don't get to be Brett Morrison. Brett Morrison right now is violently ill. I think he has food poisoning. He may have taken some hallucinogenic. I don't know what's wrong with him. But Brett Morrison will have his stomach pumped tonight. And Brett Morrison will be given every kind of antidote needed. And Brett Morrison will be on that plane with me tomorrow to San Antonio!
Fuck me.
Ah, damn, Jack.
Well, that's it. You will not. You're going to be coming down there with me as a spotter only. Do you understand?
Mr. I gagged, right?
Do you understand?
You're going to yell at me like this.
Get out of here. Okay, folks, thank you very much. That's about all I can take of this rubbish. And I'll tell you something else. I will never again in my entire life ever be set. I don't want her on the air anymore.
Jack, she owns the team.
I don't give up. Flying Finienza, as my father used to say.
This is Lion's Line with Jack Eichagder.
Stay tuned. We got a player interview. We got Wayne Lighttouch coming up. I forgot.
I thought we were ending the show.
No, we're not ending the show. We got Wayne Lighttouch coming up next here on Lion's Lion with me, Jack Eichagder.
Slidell Homes. You know that Slidell Homes are the place. That is the place for you to go and find your retreat. Slidell Homes, the only homes that are built underwater. Can you believe it? Can you possibly imagine the glory of it all as you sit there underwater looking out your window at the glory, the beauty, the wonder of underwater living at Slidell Homes? I can tell you without fear of contradiction that Slidell Homes is everything that people say it is, and more. Slidell Homes, with a view out the window. Slidell Homes, with a view out the door. Slidell Homes.
Father.
Oh, God damn it, the kid.
Father, I don't think in a million years that I would ever countenance that. You're pissing away my inheritance.
Yeah. That got it done, didn't it?
Slidell Homes, a proud sponsor of the Milwaukee Lions, Lions Lion. All right, let's take some phone calls right now. Actually, Wayne Lightouch is on the phone. I didn't notice. Wayne Lightouch is with us from the team training camp in Pugalugha. And Pugalugha is actually a brand spanking new training facility for the Milwaukee Lions outside of Milwaukee. I've never even heard of Pugalugha, and I've never even been to Pugalugha. And as far as I can tell, Pugalugha probably don't know, it probably don't not even know, you know, exist. you know what I'm saying, Wayne? I don't mean to be an asshole, but...
you're right. It's very kooky. Out here, we got the dorms, everything. I don't even know why. I came out here just to pick up my paycheck.
You guys aren't staying. The regular season is on, so you're staying at home, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm staying at home, but I came out here to pick up a paycheck and to say hello to everybody. Coach wants us at home, and then we're going to get on the plane on Saturday.
What time is the plane leaving for San Antonio?
I don't know, about 10 o'clock or something. Someone picked me up. I don't know.
Because I got to get on that plane.
Oh, all right. Well, good luck, man. You know, but...
All right, Wayne, you had a great football game. You had a great game on the first week of the season against the Houston Sweat. Another great football game against Utah. Do you feel like they're using you properly in the offense?
Yeah, I think Coach Lufthans knows what he's doing. I think we got a good employee in that. Aaron, we call him Big A. I think he is a confident quarterback. I think he is a man who... can take the ball, and he can execute with that thing. What I like to call him is a great executioner. Not only can he execute with it, but he'll execute people. You know, he executes, and then he'll execute you with it. And that's what a great quarterback can do. He's versatile. He scrambles. He rolls. He can drop it over the middle. He can fling it. He can twist and twirl. I've never seen anybody twist and twirl the way this cat does. So I'm very confident this year.
Wayne, where were you playing before the Lions?
I don't... And that's a very personal question.
No, football. Where were you?
Oh, football. I was in Canada. I was over the Hamilton Tiger camp. And then I played briefly in the National Football League with the Cincinnati Bengals. So I thought I would sign with another team that had a feline mascot, you know, because I felt... The Tiger Cat, the Bengals, and the Lions. I was stepping up in class, you know.
Look at this. There's Brett Morrison.
Yeah, Wayne. Brett Morrison here.
Yeah, Brett.
I wanted to ask you, as a running back with Marty Lufthansa, it seems like he's really giving you the ball, and you have been sprung on some big runs there by our offensive line. How you feeling about those guys?
Oh, we got a good offensive line. They're getting better every game, I think. I think they're going to continue to improve so long as, they're going to continue to improve so long as they get the funds. You understand what I'm saying? So in other words, we don't play for free.
But aren't your contracts already settled?
Oh, our contracts are settled until they're not settled. And I got an offensive line in front of me. If you don't pay these cats, I am crippled for life. So I need to know, obviously that they are getting compensated handsomely, if you will, and that they are going to continue to protect me for all I'm worth. Because I don't need some guy dogging it, saying I ain't getting paid enough, and he dogs it, and I wind up, I'm all crunched up like that Stephen Hawking. You know, I don't want to be sucking a straw and staring at the ceiling with my chin pointed toward the ground. I don't...
What an asshole.
What'd you call me?
I called you an asshole.
Oh, man, that hurts. No, man.
Yeah, you're an asshole. Goodbye.
No.
Lions Lion with Jack Eichagder and Brett Morrison has been brought to you by Barney's Pep Pills and by Slidell Homes. Slidell Homes, homes underwater. And by the wonderful people at Barney's Roses.
That's Bozo's Pep Pills, isn't it?
What?
Bozo's Pep Pills, yo. This is Jack Eichagder, and we will see you for the game on Sunday. The Milwaukee Lions travel to San Antonio to take on the San Antonio Range Riders, who are 1-1 in the Central Division of the Hillbilly Football Conference. Also available for upload or download or whatever the hell, how did it load that? On the Phil Henry Show website. Milwaukee Lion Football is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.